When I was a reproductive rights litigator, I firmly believed I was bad with money and that I would never make enough money to really have the kind of life I wanted. But I was convinced that to do good in the world, I had to make a pittance. Today, I've impacted way more people than I ever thought I could and created more wealth than I ever thought I would be able to. I don't think everyone has to care about building wealth or having any particular lifestyle, but I do want all women to know that they can make money, that they can be good with money, and that they can be in charge of their money, not the other way around. Because society depends on you thinking that money belongs to men. So that's what we're getting into in this episode. Welcome to Unfuck Your Brain. I'm your host, Kara Lowenthal, Master Certified Coach and founder of the School of New Feminist Thought. I'm here to help you turn down your anxiety, turn up your confidence, and create a life on your own terms, one that you're truly excited to live. Let's go. Hello, hello, and welcome to the seventh episode of this limited mini-series I'm doing here on the podcast with a sneak peek of each chapter of my book, Take Back Your Brain. Today, we are talking about chapter 8 of the book, all about your money mindset, baby. I know firsthand how common it is for women to believe that they are bad with money. This was the story about me when I was growing up, and I think it's the story about so many women. And it's not really even just dependent on your family, because that's what society teaches us about women and money. And I have worked with so many women entrepreneurs who also believe they are bad with money and assume that they are frivolous and overspenders. Almost all women, if you ask them what it means to be good with money, will say that it means to be thrifty and keep a budget and save. And that's because of how we're socialized. Women are taught that being good with money means budgeting and saving, while men are taught that being good with money means investing and building wealth. Women generally assume that whatever decisions they've made with money are irresponsible and that they are doing it wrong. It's very hard to take charge of your financial life when you believe this. It's hard to take charge of your investing, have challenging conversations with a partner if you have one, and it's certainly hard to run a business that way. So in this chapter, I get into the three money lies that women are taught. Number one, that money is for men. Number two, that money is inherently problematic, or wanting money makes you a bad person. And number three, that it's an option to just opt out of the whole thing and preserve your virtue without having any negative impact on the systems we live in. And I also teach in this chapter three new money beliefs that I recommend people socialized as women at least consider adopting as their own. Those are one, understand the cost of your money thoughts. Two, know your worth non-financially. And three, understand why your work matters and the economic value of what you contribute. Each of these comes with an exercise to help you uncover your current money beliefs and build new ones. I know it can be challenging to create new money beliefs, especially because you may have been raised in a family and you may live in a society that really just reinforces all of your negative money beliefs. So that's why when you pre-order the book this week, you will get this brand new bonus that I created just for this book launch called Kara's Favorite Money Thoughts. It's literally a list of two sets of money thoughts that I use to go from making $45,000 a year as a legal fellow to running a multiple seven-figure business. The first set of thoughts are the thoughts that I used when I was just starting my money mindset journey, and I needed some very basic ladder thoughts. The second set are the ones I have now that have created much more of an abundant experience with money and an ability to create and generate more wealth. This bonus is only available when you pre-order this week, or if you already pre-ordered, you did yourself a favor and it's already come into your inbox. And this is an instant access bonus. As soon as you place your pre-order, you'll be able to get it. But you have to pre-order by the end of Sunday, May 12th to get this bonus. And if you pre-order this week, you're going to get the bonuses that are coming next, including the Encyclopedia of New Thoughts, which is a list, such a long list, of so many good thoughts that you can borrow whenever you need a new thought for any area of your life. And we've got baby step thoughts and grand ambition thoughts and everything in between. Plus, you'll be sure to get a copy of the book when it releases, which is so soon now. It's really coming up, and we have a lot of pre-orders, which is amazing, and I'm so appreciative of that. And I would hate for you to think, I'll just pick it up eventually, and then find out that it's sold out, and you got to wait for the second printing. So pre-order right now so you can get these money beliefs, this list of money beliefs you can choose from, plus you'll get all these other bonuses when they roll out, and you'll be sure to get your copy of the book. Go to unfuckyourbrain.com/book, or text your email to +1 347 997 1784, and the code word is book. unfuckyourbrain.com/book. I'll talk to you on Thursday with our regular episode.